This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how things really do happen for God's glory. Recently, I was reading in the Gospel of John where Jesus heals a man who had been blind since birth. And afterwards, his disciples asked, "Teacher, why was this man born blind? Was it a result of his own sins or the sins of his parents?" I thought this was interesting because our human inclination is always to know why. So while we can appreciate that what we perceive to be a bad season is finally over, we often want to know why did it even have to happen in the first place. And of course, Jesus gives a profound response to his disciples in John 9:3. He tells them, "It was not because of his sins or his parents' sins. He was blind so the power of God could be seen in him." So the short answer as to why certain things happen or why the odds may not be stacked in our favor always is so that God's glory can be revealed in our lives, and for no other reason than that. The key, though, is not to let our negative thoughts or energy shut that opportunity down. So the next time we need to be reminded of God's hand on our life, let us cling to these words: "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you." 1 Peter 5:6. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, let's keep these words on our heart. Simply, to God be the glory.